to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride medium walk. Now, the walk is probably the most difficult pace to present in a dressage test, which is largely because there is so much that can go wrong with it. Also, because the purity of the gait is so important in dressage, certain walk exercises are worth a double mark. So knowing how to ride the walk well is crucial. Now, in dressage, there are four distinct variations of the walk, and they are the medium walk, the free walk, collected walk, and the extended walk. Now, in this podcast episode, we're going to focus on how to ride the medium walk. So firstly, let's talk about what is a medium walk. So the medium walk is the first kind of walk that you will be asked to produce in a dressage test, which begins at training level. Now, the pace should be regular, energetic, and relaxed, with a distinct four-time rhythm. Now, the leg sequence of the medium walk is as follows. So it goes left hind, then left fore, right hind, then right fore. And there is no moment of suspension, and the horse should stride forward with purpose as if he is marching. So now let's talk about what the dressage judge is looking for. Now, the most important thing when judging medium walk is that the rhythm and the sequence of the footfalls are correct. Now, most horses have a naturally correct walk, and that's because irregularity is usually caused by tension, whether that's physical or mental. Now, irregularity usually shows up as pacing, which means a two-time rhythm, where the horse's legs on each side appear to swing forward together, rather like a camel. Now, this is called a lateral or pacing walk, and it is a serious fault that will be awarded a very low mark during a dressage test. Now, a tense horse tightens through his back, and that prevents the all-important freedom and swing that the judge looks for in a medium walk. Now, if the horse is tight behind the saddle, he will most likely step short behind, so his strides won't cover the ground, and in extreme cases, the horse won't track up at all. Now, freedom of the shoulder is also very important. The horse should reach forward with his forelegs to cover the ground. However, tension usually prevents that, which leaves the steps short and the rhythm choppy or uneven. So, the horse must be relaxed, striding forward to seat the contact through a swinging back and a free shoulder, covering the ground and tracking up, or preferably over-tracking if the quality of the walk is good. Now, many horses drop behind the rider's leg in the walk, and that again is a serious fault, because the walk step should be active and the horse should march forward with purpose. Now, finally, the horse must be straight, because often the horse will push his quarters to one side, which is especially noticeable on the centre line. Now, this usually happens when the horse is not soft in the contact and he comes against the rider's hand. So now let's talk about some ways in which you will lose marks in the medium walk. So those are the following. Number one is that the rhythm is incorrect. So as we spoke about earlier, it becomes two-time, which is lateral or pacing. Fault number two is that the horse jogs. Fault number three is that there is an uneven tempo. Fault number four is that the horse shows tension through the back. And fault number five is short steps not tracking up. Fault number six is that the horse draws back from the contact, shortening the neck and falling behind the vertical. Fault number seven is that the horse lacks activity and purpose. And lastly, fault number eight is that the tempo is too quick and the steps appear hurried. Now, another common fault that is important to mention is that the walk can become crooked, but this is usually a contact issue rather than a problem with the walk itself. Okay, so now let's move on to discuss how to ride a good medium walk. Now, as with all the paces, the dressage scales of training must be foremost in your mind. Now, unlike the other paces, Too much rider interference in the walk can disrupt the horse's correct rhythm, so less is more. Now, suppleness through the back is crucial to maximise ground cover and freedom of the steps, and that's where the technique of pedalling is helpful. So here's how to pedal. So as the horse walks, his rib cage swings from side to side with every stride. Now when the horse's rib cage swings away from your leg, allow a small pulse of energy to bounce down from your hip into your heel on that side. Now in the next step, your other leg should do the same, as if you were pedaling on a bike. Now with practice, pedaling becomes second nature, just like following the horse's movement with your seat and hands. Now you should sit still without pushing or driving the horse with your seat or kicking him every step with your legs. So effectively, your whole body is working in harmony with your horse and following his movement. Now pedaling not only helps to encourage your horse to swing through his back, but is also a great tool for getting your horse to relax. Now if your horse tends to become tense when you first get on board or at competitions, focus on pedaling to help him relax. So lastly, let's talk about developing an overtrack. Now although overtracking is not crucial in a medium walk, you will get higher marks if your horse does overtrack. Now overtracking refers to the degree by which the horse's hind foot steps into or beyond the print that's left by his forefoot. Now even if your horse has an average natural walk stride, you can maximise that by developing your horse's reach, and pedaling can help him do that. Now also, you can try this following exercise to develop your horse's stride length and suppleness in the medium walk. So begin on the right rein and proceed in medium walk, and then at C, turn down the centre line. Now make sure the horse is straight, and then ride a shallow leg yield to F. Now use your right leg to pedal each stride to encourage the reach of the horse's right hind foot. And then as your horse takes a longer stride, he will lift his back, which will improve his longitudinal suppleness. And then repeat that exercise on the left rein. Now again, this is a very useful exercise for loosening the horse and helping him to relax before a schooling session or when warming up for a competition. So to wrap this episode up, you can make the most of your horse's medium walk by helping him to relax and become more supple through his back. Now the walk should form a large part of your schooling regime because in many dressage tests, the walk is often worth a double mark. Now if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, or if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, then please do leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our new products, books, our free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.